the wash house, drinking trough. In the centre of the village, next to the circular trough, the covered wash house was built in around 1865 using local stones. It's here that the village women came to finish the washing that started in great boiling kettles in their homes, where potash from decomposing charcoal was used to make soap. Yvonne Barbizon, local historian.
Les ménagères venaient avec leur...
The housewives came with their wheelbarrows and their laundry in a wicker or other type of basket, and they rinsed it at the wash house, which consisted of two tubs. The first tub was used to wash out the soap still in the laundry, and the second tub was clean water where they gave the laundry a good rinse. The wash house was also known in the village as Gossip Corner. All the rumours started here. Very close by, in the direction of the castle, was the general store run by Marie Simonet, alias Marie Boutique. Clothes, shoes, food, the shop had everything. Yvonne Gustin, 90, daughter of the former miller, born and bred in Gros Failly, remembers the shopkeeper well. She always wore a scarf. She came to check the tobacco. Oh, neni così seccia, not dry enough. She said that the tobacco is no good. She haggled over the price. Marie Boutique. She was a one. She was really finicky. Il n'est ni court si bon is no good. The shop was always a completely topsy-turvy. That was Marie Boutique for you. Marie Boutique, like the rest of the Semois Valley in the 1900s, had taken up tobacco selling. The Semois, as it was called, it was grown in the valley where it was said that the soil gave the tobacco a particular aroma. And on the high ground of Gros Failly, where the farmer's manure produced bigger tobacco leaves than down below. So there was a degree of rivalry. But Marie Boutique didn't grow tobacco herself. She bought it to sell it after it had been shredded in an old brewery converted into tobacco shredding premises. And Marie Simonet had her own particular way of doing business with the Semois producers. She set up an account for them in her shop. She told them, there you are. You have a voucher worth so many francs in my shop, and they had to come and buy in her shop until all the credit was used up. That's the way she did things, and she did it well because one of her sons had a big tobacco shop in Charrières, the next village that stayed open until the 1960s when tobacco stopped being grown in the Semois Valley. Marie Boutique definitely had a flair for business in her blood. Well, her name was Marie Boutique. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.